We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Outlaw.
Gross. Mind you, I'm big bone. No, no, play. I mean,
what's that?
No, it's a gland. I've got fat gland. It's a chemical reaction. I can't help it.
You eat too much.
Oh, well, of course, that's ridiculous. I mean, I suppose I'm not really overweight for a man of my size. 5'6", 15½ stone. I mean, you've got to be big to go there.
You'll have to go on a diet.
It can't do any good. I'll go on fat. Some acquire fatness. Others have fatness. That's the problem. I can't go on a diet. That's asking too much. I give up anything rather than go on a diet.
La la la. Oh, how wonderful news. I've been asked to play Grand Fair Fisherman, the new jungle picture. They said the other boat was too fat, and I'm just right. So I got the part. I'm going to be a star. All those wonderful love scenes with Lolo. Mm-mm.
Quiet, William. I'm ordering my dinner. One lettuce leaf, a grated carrot, 3 lightly boiled peas, and a nut.
And they were very impressed. Said I was a natural for the part. They didn't tell me the name of the guy whose place I took. Some fat old slob built like a hippopotamus.
Harry, are you all right?
It's all right. It's all right. Bit of raw turnip went down the wrong way.
The only snag is they said I'd get a little bit too thin for the part. I've got to build myself up a bit. Get weaving on the old food. Get something good and solid inside me.
How about a nice plate of cement?
This other guy has gone away to lose about 3 stone, and I've got to fatten the end. Then they'll finally decide between us. A cinch for me. No one could lose that much weight in a couple of weeks. Can I have some more steak and kidney pudding, Andre?
Another lettuce leaf, please.
That's right. A pile of potatoes on.
Better cut that nut in half. We mustn't go mad.
Very good. be about right.
Yes, Dr. James.
Captain Lorenzo.
All right, gentlemen. You can get the prescription from our receptionist on our way out. And now for the next part of the treatment, a Turkish bath.
Oh, for Tony.
Both of you.
A Turkish bath to gain weight?
Certainly, nothing like it.
How?
I use having water.
Oh, yes, of course. We can get one on our way home.
I know the little place.
Oh, no.
No?
No. You have to have a special type of Turkish bath to work in conjunction with my pills. And there's only one place in London that does it. Very expensive, of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Who runs it?
Abdul Ben James.
No relation at all.
No. Coincidence. Well, there's the address.
Have fun. Get out.
Goodbye.
Nurse?
Yeah?
Bring the car around and get my fez out. And as the steam seemed to gather closer about him, he
heard a voice
from somewhere above him.
A strange, eerie voice that says,
"You know him, miss."
Dear, oh dear. The one quite a matter than the...
Oh, no, don't be like that. I'm the attendant, I am. I'm just going to take some stuff out and sing for you.
What stuff?
It's written singing. Oh, you see, there's no room at home. Well, no, I've only got a bed sitter.
Huh? What do you do then?
I sit on the bed. Till half past nine.
Till half past nine?
Hmm. Then what happens? Well, I said, get and pull the sheet over.
That's a good idea.
Then half past six, I get up, and then...
Yes, you've got me riveted here. Go on.
Then I sit on the bed till it's time to come to work.
Life is just one mad round of licentious pleasure for you and me.
Yeah, want a bit of pudding?
No, I don't think so. Not now.
Oh, well, yeah, it's done. I've got 16 there on the fold. Oh.
What?
Someone sat on this one.
Oh, dear. You don't mind, I'm trying to read my book.
Well, what are you reading?
Right. I'm just reading an Agatha Christie.
Oh.
Now, take your Christmas pudding. And go and sit on the bed. Go and sit on the bed. I've been waiting all day to read this. And I
read that one.
Son?
I read that one.
Good, I'm still trying to.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying every page of it. And I want to finish it in peace. So if you close the door as you go out, I'd be very much
relieved, Sergeant. Thank you.
Well, that's 7 and 6 down the drain. I was only on page 3.
Are you sure you won't have a bit of pudding?
No, I don't have a bit of pudding. I'm trying to lose weight, that's why I'm out.
Trying to lose weight? No, you're going to the right place. Oh, before I started working here, I used to go 23 stones. And of course, walking in and out of the steam room all the time, I've lost 15 stones. Oh, I reckon in 5 years' time, I won't be here at all.
I'll come back then, shall I? Oh, you are a coward, aren't you? Drop a comic, you are.
You should take it out.
Yeah. I mean, don't make me laugh at this.
I don't get much to laugh at these days.
Oh, really?
No.
No way.
I mean, I'm very lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, the other attendants, my mates, you know, my really close friends.
Yes.
They hate the sight of me. Oh, they're trying to get rid of me, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. Well, I don't mind. I just have to do life in my own little way, boiling my Christmas pudding.
Sitting on the bed?
Yes, exactly. Now, come on, let me help get some of that weight off you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to pummel you.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, come on, stop messing about. Here. Roll over and let's have a go at your stomach. That's where it's got to come off.
Stop it! Get off! Stop it! Ah!
You kicked out at me, didn't you?
Yes.
When I got all wet, didn't I?
Yes.
You've gone too far this time. I'm annoyed now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. turn the steam up and let you boil. I'll come back and I'll let you out in 14 hours' time.
Why 14 hours?
I just buy another pudding in there, will you? And don't you sit on it. Stay down.
Me? He lost weight as well.
Oh, no, he's just the man we want.